How wonderful is a word in season. Well, my dear heart dwellers, the day that I recorded this was the Feast of the Holy Archangels. And during the Lord's Supper, I had a lovely visit from St. Faustina. At first, I didn't think it was her, but it persisted. And as soon as I wrote down the first few words, all became clear. St. Faustina began, "Your country is in great peril. What you have done is to draw attention to the need for this prayer, and many are listening to what you are saying, my dear friend." And the prayer she's talking about is blood and water from the side of Jesus. "I trust in you. Save our president and our nation." And I answered her and said, "How sweet of you to come to me with this encouragement." She continued, "It is the expressed will of the Almighty that I share this progress with you. I do nothing without his permission. You have long been a very good friend of my heart, Claire. You have taken up the standard I was born to bring into the world, and I am without words to tell you of my appreciation for the way you have spread the message, and even my conversations with the Lord, which so many can relate to. You are not unlike me, dear one. I was beset by many temptations and sinful thoughts, just as you are. I struggled in my relationships with the sisters and even confessors and priests. I had many storms in my life, and looking back, it seems that my entire life was one great storm from start to finish. But thanks be to God, he accomplished all that I came to do. He did not belabor my faults. Rather, he ran to my rescue to lift me up and show me the way. So you see, we are not so different. You too come from the influence of the Eastern European culture. Now that's Prague. And there are places where our bloodlines intersect. So you see, there are many forces at work in your apostolate for our Mother of Mercy. The essential prayer of that devotion is, "Merciful Father, grant us more time, more grace, more mercy." Yes, and we say that along with the Divine Mercy prayer at the end of each decade. She continued, "You remember when I visited your prayer group in Florida, I told you how very pleased I was with that prayer. Truly, you were guided by heaven, and this exclamatory prayer has done much to intervene in the affairs of men around the world, bringing in greater elements of mercy. You have no idea what your little contribution has done, but this you will learn of in heaven. What is most important here is that the prayers for mercy continue in even greater volume, intensity, and focus. There is little time left, and you must stress the need for charity in the coming months and repentance of the selfishness and vanity that marks your culture. God will take notice of those who repent for their excesses, and this will increase the protection of your country and even individual Americans. It is written in the scriptures over and over again that our Heavenly Father cares for those who care for the poor. Charity to them is also a mark of those predestined for salvation. This is by far one of the most potent defenses against evil of every form. Some in your country have a real heart for the poor around the world and evangelization. They have been part of the shield that has restrained annihilation of this land. This has also made you a great target for the enemy. But God never permits the fullness of what the devils intend to do because of the charity and prayers of this nation. Dear Saint of God, what can I do to help this message reach more souls? She continued, You have been slandered in many circles, and this has hindered your apostolate. But in the end, truth has the anointing and carries the victory. So pay no heed to the criticisms that are spoken against you. They treated our Lord in this way as well. You are in good company, Claire, but use the means you have to propagate this message, especially through social media. Continue to feed the flock, Claire. God will bring the increase because you have been faithful and not altered the truths entrusted to you. You have much influence with those who dwell in his heart. Entreat them to spread the devotion. Dear Claire, you will overcome your faults, the ones you are so concerned about. With his unending help, you will surely overcome them. Thank you for your tender words of encouragement and prayer. She replied, Know that I stand with you. Call upon my intercession more frequently. I am here for you.